Okay, so maybe technology is evolving like life itself. But what should we make of the new virtual worlds that can seem as real as actual life, or at least the people and trees around us, where people can make friends and fall in love with a click of a button? Here's anthropologist Tom Belstorff with a tour through one such virtual world, Second Life.
A virtual world could, in theory, look like or be anything, because a virtual world is really just a place. That's what makes it different from the regular internet, from a website, is that it's a place where you and I could be there together in real time as avatars and talk to each other and have a kind of physical environment that's three-dimensional. So if you teleport into Second Life for the first time, you'll see green grass and a blue sky with a sun in it, unless it's night, and then you'll see a moon and stars. And there's an ocean with water, and there's trees that flap around in a Second Life breeze. And there's you with a body with legs and feet and a head and all that. And you're probably going to see roads and buildings and things like that around you. Now your avatar can fly, and you don't need to eat or sleep. You can change the gender or the look of your avatar instantaneously, and you can also teleport anywhere in the world at the blink of an eye, so you don't have to walk or even fly everywhere, which is good because it's a really big space. There are sort of different ranges of things that people do. There's people who just hang out there in a very casual way. And then there's people who run businesses that they're making $10,000 a month US, or people who go there to meet people from other countries and practice their Chinese and go to Chinese areas of Second Life to practice a language. When virtual worlds and these technologies first got started, there was often a confusion between virtual world and virtual reality. Virtual reality technology means where you put like the 3D goggles and you think that you're in this, you know, 3D space and all that kind of fancy stuff. And that's still around, but what's been so interesting is that virtual worlds are mostly used with a computer screen and a mouse, and most people don't seem to care about sensory immersion, right? That you're like in some kind of tank or with goggles or whatever. What has turned out to be much more important is social immersion. And I remember doing my research when one person said, you know, the amazing thing about Second Life is that you get to know people from the inside out instead of the outside in. What they meant is, I meet you in Second Life. I don't know if you're really a man or a woman. I don't know if you're really from Brazil or the United States. Or maybe, I don't know if you're disabled. Maybe you only have one leg. Maybe you're 30 years older than I am. I don't know. I just get to know you for who you, quote unquote, really are. So for this person and for a lot of people in Second Life, relationships can, in an interesting way, be almost more authentic than the ones in the physical world because they're based on that pure social relationship. In some cases, that can turn into love. And you can have a wedding in Second Life. Why not? I've been to several, and I would teleport in, and there's a beautiful church that has flowers everywhere and pews, and there's a pastor, officiant up at the front, which may or may not be a religious figure in the physical world. And there's the bride and groom, and all the women attending are all dressed up. Everyone likes to dress up in Second Life, or at least most people do. And we all sit together and make little comments using text chat, usually not voice, because you don't want to get in the way of the proceedings. And often there's sort of a fun twist to the ceremony where the pastor might say, do you take this person to be your Second Life wife? And may no lag do you under, meaning, you know, the slowing down that can sometimes happen in the virtual world. And in some cases, all this could happen without you ever knowing one thing about that spouse in the actual world. Are they married in the physical world? Are they really a man or a woman? In some cases, people don't know and they don't care. They say, this is what's important to me, is this relationship in Second Life.
Tom Belstorff is an anthropologist at UC Irvine and author of the book Coming of Age in Second Life.